And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your outer eyes if that is comfortable, or just soften your gaze. Become comfortable in your seat, let it fully and completely support you, and take a deep cleansing breath, feeling your body and your mind relax. As you continue breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, release tension anywhere in your body, perhaps your shoulders, your neck, your lower back. Just let it go. Let it soften. And as you do, let go of any demands of this day or the week ahead. This is your moment just to breathe into the stillness. And in this now still moment, you know that you are fully aligned with one mind, one power, one presence. Know that this perfect alignment is your intended state. You are centered in and one with all that is. It is your birthright to live in peace, harmony, and joy. All else is a temporary illusion. Deep within, you connect with the love that is empowering and unconditional. Deep within, you connect with wisdom and awareness of absolute goodness, absolute godness. In this consciousness, know and feel that joy is your natural state of being. It is your divine birthright. Jesus said, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may overflow." Joy is an inner state of being, not dependent on any outer circumstance. You can express joy whether the outer conditions are favorable or not, and outer conditions will improve by employing the spiritual principle of joy. In the midst of life's worst challenges, the joy of the Lord within is your strength. And laughter is an outward expression of the joy of your soul. You can laugh in the face of minor inconveniences, and you can find goodness and joy in the midst of serious challenge. The power within you is greater than the power in the world. So holding this in consciousness, I invite you to prayerfully ask yourself whether you incorporate enough laughter and joy in your life. This is a self-assessment. If there is any thought that you need to add more joy to your life, or if there is any concern, worry, conflict, or fear that you are allowing to block the joy you are, gently bring that into your consciousness. And as it appears, prepare to go into silent discernment, gently asking the Christ of your being, "How can I see this differently? How can I humbly come to some acceptance about this? How can I bring more laughter, love, and joy to this and every situation in my life?" Do this for a few moments in silence. And now, as we begin to bring our awareness back to this time and place, we come together as a greater church community to celebrate the joy we are. We give thanks for this opportunity to align in what is spiritually true. We set the intention to let no person or circumstance take away our joy. We know that laughter, joy, blesses ourselves, others, and the world. Our lives are eternal celebrations of joy, and we are so grateful. In the name and through the power of the Christ presence, we accept this and rejoice, and we end our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.